In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times. Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. Forgiveness for Jesus is not a quantifiable event. It is a quality, a way of being, a way of living, a way of loving, a way of relating, a way of thinking and seeing. It is nothing less than the way of Christ. If we are to follow Christ, then it must become our way as well. Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. Today we stand at a difficult, seemingly impossible place. We stand at the intersection of the anniversary last week of the September 11th tragedy and today's gospel. The memories, the images, the anger, the fear, the pain and losses all intersect with Jesus' teaching on forgiveness. Both are real, both are true. The deeper truth, however, is that we would still be standing at the same intersection, even if September 11th had never occurred. We stand at that place every day of our lives. Looking at the history of the world, we see the Holocaust, the killing fields of Cambodia, the genocides in Bosnia and Rwanda, racial discrimination, economic oppression, wars and torture in Afghanistan and Iraq. Looking at our own lives, we find broken promises, hurt feelings, betrayals, harsh words, physical and emotional wounds. Every one of us could tell stories of being hurt or victimized by another. Beneath the pain, the wounds, the losses, and the memories lies the question of forgiveness. Everyone, I suspect, is in favor of forgiveness, at least in principle. C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, writes, everyone says forgiveness is a lovely idea until there is something to forgive. What do we do when there is something to forgive? Some will strike back seeking revenge. Some will run away from life and relationships. Some will let the darkness paralyze them. I don't say that out of criticism or judgment of someone else, but out of my own experiences. I've done them all. I know how hard forgiveness can be. Like you, I too struggle with it and often avoid it. I also know that none of those answers are the way of Christ. All of them leave us stuck in the past, tied to the evil of another, and deprived of the future God wants to give us. Forgiveness is the only way forward. That does not mean we forget, condone, or approve of what was done. It does not mean we ignore or excuse cruelty or injustice. It means we are released from them. We let go of the thoughts and fantasies of revenge. We look to the future rather than the past. We try to see and love as God sees and loves. Forgiveness is a way in which we align our life with God's life. To withhold forgiveness is to put ourselves in the place of God, the ultimate judge to whom all are accountable. God's forgiveness and human forgiveness are undoubtedly related. That is more than apparent in today's parable. The king forgives his slave an ordinary amount, an extraordinary amount. this slave, this debtor was forgiven. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. That's how our God is. This slave, however, refused to forgive his fellow slave a much smaller amount. In that refusal, the forgiven slave lost his own forgiveness. This should not be news to us. We know it well. Every Sunday we acknowledge and pray it, and I'll bet most of you pray it every day. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We pray those words with ease, but do we live our prayer? Do our actions support our request? Not 7 times, but I tell you 77 times. That's a lot of forgiveness, but the pain of the world, our nation, and individuals is great. We need to forgive as much, maybe more, for ourselves as for the one we forgive. Forgiving those who trespass against us is the salve which begins to heal our wounds. It may not change the one who hurt you, but your life will be more alive, more grace-filled, more whole, more God-like for having forgiven another. Forgiveness creates space for new life. Forgiveness is an act of hopefulness and resurrection for the one who forgives. It is the healing of our soul and life. Forgiveness takes us out of darkness into light, from death to light. It disentangles us from the evil of another. It is the refusal to let our future be determined by the past. It is the letting go of thoughts, the hatred, the fear that fill us up so that we might live and love again. So how do we begin to forgive? There is no easy road to forgiveness. Don't let anyone tell you, just give it up to God, forgive and forget. Simplistic, trite answers only demean those who suffer and pick at the wound. Forgiving another takes time and work. It is something we must practice every day. It begins with recognition and thanksgiving that we have been forgiven. Forgiveness does not originate in us. It begins with God. We do not choose to forgive. We only choose to share the forgiveness we have already received. Then we choose again, and then again, and then yet again. For most of us, forgiveness is a process that we live into. Sometimes, however, we just can't. The pain is too much, the wound too raw, the memories too real. On those days, we choose to want to forgive. Some days, we choose to want to forgive. Then there are those days that all we can do is choose to want to forgive. But we choose because that's the choice Christ made while hanging on the cross between the two thieves. Father, forgive them. How many times must we choose to forgive? How many times have we been hurt and suffered by the actions or words of another? How many times has anger or fear controlled us? How many times has the thought of revenge filled us? How many times have we shuddered at the sight, the name, or the memory of another? How many times have we replayed in our heads the argument with another? That's how many times we must choose. With each choosing, we move a step closer to to forgiveness. Then one day, God willing, we will meet victims and perpetrators as happy thieves in the paradise of God, the Father of us all. Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times.